You're listening to SBS News.
In Victoria, the southern brush-tailed rock wallaby is listed as critically endangered, with only 150 animals thought to be left alive. But there's new hope for one surviving colony of rock wallabies rescued from the Black Summer fires. 8 months after being rescued from the devastating wildfires, wallabies are being returned to a sanctuary near Canberra. Annette Rapolsky is the biodiversity director of the not-for-profit conservation organisation Odonata.
So the fire came roaring towards them. Southern brush-tailed rock wallabies are critically endangered. We made the decision to evacuate just for their own safety.
17 rescued wallabies were flown to safety by a military plane and released into Victoria's largest feral-free sanctuary on 480 hectares of private land at Mount Rothwell, northwest of Melbourne. It's there that Odonata is fighting to save the species. Annette Rapolsky again.
They've got this big, long, brushy tail, and they've got like an orangey rump. They've usually got these beautiful white stripes along their cheeks.
Predators have decimated Victoria's wild population, with just 150 wallabies surviving in the wild and in sanctuaries. The wallabies are now on the brink of extinction.
We're trying to gain traction on this battle. There's sort of this feeling of loss in fighting against extinction, you know. We seem to be going backwards.
After wintering at Mount Rothwell, the last of the rescued wallabies have been returned by private jet to a sanctuary at Tidbinbilla to breed. Sarah Box is a ranger at Mount Rothwell.
The population in the wild is severely inbred, so if we can introduce new genetics, that's great for the population. They'll be more robust, they'll be stronger.
Ms. Rapolsky says captive bred wallabies will eventually start a new colony at a new 80 hectare sanctuary at Avenel in Victoria.
This site has a capacity to hold thousands of rock wallabies, so we have the potential to increase the population from 150 to thousands, and this will potentially downlist the species from critically endangered to at least endangered.
Professor Brendan Wintle is the chief executive of the Threatened Species Recovery Hub, and he says this work is crucial.
We've already lost over 30 mammals since Europeans arrived in Australia. We're really keen to hold on to this amazing species, and I just don't think that Australians want to see any more extinction.
Conservationists say for now, fence sanctuaries are the best way to ensure the wallabies' long-term survival. Alan Lee, SBS News.